Hi, you're listening to The Humans We Are with Carola, episode number 45. Hello, my dear humans. I hope you are doing amazing today whenever you are listening to this episode. Welcome back if you're a returning listener of the show. I am so glad that you're here for yet another episode of The Humans We Are. And if you're new, welcome, welcome. I am so happy that you have found your way to us. My hope is that as you listen to this show, you find a more loving and accepting way of thinking about yourself and thinking about your body, your future, your decisions, and just all the ways in which you are and have been in the world. The way that I am available to support you, besides this podcast, which is free, I also offer one-on-one coaching, and I happen to have availability as of right now in May 2024. So if you have been thinking about it, if you have a desire to understand yourself better, to stop being your harshest critic, and you want to start making decisions from love and not from fear, and you feel like some help and some support would be nice, I invite you to book a consult going to carolafuertes.com/consult. And there you can book a free 60-minute conversation. It's nothing more than that. And no pressure, no strings attached, and we can figure out together what you're trying to accomplish, what are the obstacles, and I can assess if what I offer is a good fit for what you need, and we can take it from there. Okay, today I want to share a short tip, but very powerful, that will help you transmute your whole energy and your whole perception of reality, especially when you are feeling down, defeated, ashamed, hopeless. You know, when it feels like life punches you in the gut? And also when it's not that extreme, it will still help you reframe a situation to your favor. So let me share a story first. And this is a story that's made up, so it's based on real interactions with clients and friends. So we will have this client that we will call Mary. Okay, it's not a real name. I am building a composite of many current and past clients because this experience is actually really universal. So Mary comes to her session and tells me the story of how she is disappointed in herself. She's frustrated with herself and at the verge of feeling hopeless because she's, quote unquote, not doing the things she needs to do to take care of herself. She knows that she should be exercising more, she should be eating healthier, drinking more water, prioritizing her sleep, enforcing some personal boundaries so that she has more time for herself. And she feels bad about that because there's so much shame that she's creating around this, because she's telling herself the story that she knows what to do and yet she's not doing it. She blames herself for that. She knows the actions that she should or would like to be taking, but she's not doing that. And she might even say something like, I chose, or I am choosing not to do the things that I know are better for me. Like, she's wanting to take responsibility. I am choosing to stay on the couch and not move my body more. I am choosing to eat chips and like all the junk food and not the healthier options. I am choosing to overeat. And when I go to bed and before sleep, instead of going to sleep, actually, I just stay awake scrolling on my phone. And I am making that choice. So she wants to take responsibility, but she's coming more from blame and from shaming herself. And Mary goes on saying, on top of this, I don't know how to set boundaries. I always say yes to my family's request and to other people's requests, even if I need to go against what I wanted to do with my time or what I had planned even. I always give in and I don't know how to say no. So I want to invite you now to take a moment to think about this situation and to think if any of what Mary is reporting resonates with you as well. Have you ever felt like you are not taking care of yourself at all or as well as you wish you were, or that you are failing yourself, that you should do better because you know better, but for some reason you just don't? Have you felt you just can't say no, or that you don't know how to set healthy boundaries and protect them so that you can have your time and make sure that you have enough energy and time to get your own needs met too? Okay, my guess is that at least some of that rings true to you too, because you are a normal human being and this is a very normal human experience, all of that. All of us will experience some of those things at some point every now and then, and some of us more often than not. Whenever you feel that everything is going wrong, that you are doing it all wrong, here's what I want you to ask yourself. It's a very short question that will change everything for you. And the question is it really true? Now, before asking the question, your automated patterns are likely activated, and they are what lets you only see the evidence of things being wrong. And just asking that question will open up your awareness to see where it might not be completely true that everything is wrong, or that you are doing everything wrong, or that nothing goes well for you. Is it true that you are not doing anything to take care of yourself? For Maria, we were able to identify many things that she was actually doing to take care of herself. She was brushing her teeth every day. She was keeping herself fed and she was drinking some water. She was putting on her seatbelt in the car. She was using sunscreen every day. She was going to multiple classes at the gym every week. She had even had a doctor checkup and a dentist visit lately. But for some reason, her mind was filtering all of that out. It wasn't letting her see all the ways in which she was already taking some really good care of herself. And this is what happens when we don't examine those beliefs. When you have a belief of the type that she had, along the lines of, I am not doing anything to take care of myself, your mind will not allow you to see. Those beliefs act as filters. And when we started taking inventory of all these things, she was really surprised when she realized how true it was, how not true it was that she was not taking herself, not taking good care of herself. Her whole energy shifted. It was really cool to watch her on the call. And I am thinking about a specific client with which her name is not Maria, but with which we recently had a conversation like this. And it's really cool to see how when you challenge those beliefs, it's like the evidence was always there. It had been there all along, but just not considering another option in terms of what you believe about yourself doesn't allow you to see it. It was not true that she wasn't doing anything to take care of herself. There were a few specific things that she wasn't doing that she wanted to incorporate to her routines, but that was it. asking the question helped her see and feel how she was so much further ahead than she was giving herself credit for. And this is important because when we have assumed a certain type of identity, it is very hard that our unconscious brain will allow us to contradict that identity. For example, if you have an identity, unconscious identity, that you are lazy or disorganized, your brain will not let you see all the evidence that is already there that you are not lazy and that you are actually organized. It's only when you challenge that notion that your brain magically opens up and lets all of that in. Another way to use this question is it really true that you can't say no, that you don't know how to say no, right? It was also one of the things that Maria was complaining about. Well, in this case, of course, she very quickly acknowledged that she's fully capable of pronouncing the word no, right? Even to say the phrase, I don't know how to say no, you have to say the word no, right? So it might sound funny, but the truth is that the problem is not knowing how to say no. What is the problem then? I asked her, what might happen if you said no? For example, let's say that your kid asks you last minute to drive them to practice and you had planned to go to the gym or to rest or to shower, whatever, right? Well, if you say no, then they might be disappointed. They may miss out on their practice. How will they react when you say no, especially if they are not used to you saying no to them? And what will you make that mean? Will you make that mean that you are a bad mom? Right? So this could be a very long coaching session or multiple sessions, to be honest. So I won't go down all these rabbit holes of what Maria or you or any client could make this mean when they say no, but this is important. What I want you to notice and what I want to show you is that in this case, asking, is it really true that I don't know how to say no, allowed Maria to understand what the real issue was. It wasn't that she couldn't say no, it was what could happen if she did say no and what she would make that mean. I imagine if we had like robot assistants and we told the robot, help me, I don't know how to say no, they would take it literally and they would try to teach us to say the word no, right? But the question, asking yourself the question, is it really true, allows you to uncover what are the real resistances that you're bumping up against that don't allow you to say no and to set healthy boundaries. What Maria needed was actually to learn to be in the discomfort of people around her not liking her, not liking her decisions, pushing back against her decisions. She needed to make more space for the other person or people to disagree with her and not trying to fix that tension by giving in. She needed to learn to hold the discomfort, the other person's discomfort and her own discomfort with their discomfort without making it a problem that she was responsible to fix. So how can you use this question yourself? Find where are in your life frustrated or disappointed and ask yourself why. Why are you disappointed? Why are you frustrated? So you may come up with something like, my boss is unfair. Then you ask yourself, is it really true? What exactly happened that you came to that conclusion? What else could be true? I kid you not. Sometimes it feels like magic how the moment you open yourself up to consider other possibilities, your brain starts noticing what was already there that shines a completely different light on the situation. Maybe it was a recent interaction where you felt slighted or disrespected, like maybe your husband said that he was going to be home at 6, but they didn't show up until 7. You may be feeling resentful, disrespected, and you may be thinking, he doesn't love me or care about me, right? But is it true? And what other explanations are possible? Maybe your kid threw a tantrum at church or at the supermarket, and you're feeling very guilty or ashamed, and you're making that mean that you're a bad mom. So is it really true? What else could be true? You may not have been exercising as you wanted, like in my example. And maybe you had set the intention at the beginning of the year that you were going to exercise more. And now you're thinking, well, I am just too lazy. Is it true? Is it really true? What other explanations are possible? This actually happened to me last year when we moved back in October and I stopped exercising. And I had to fight so much and so intentionally with the thought that I was just lazy. It wasn't true. I was really sick. I had pneumonia. I already told that story in another episode. I was exhausted. I was dealing with loss in the family. I really needed to rest. I wasn't lazy. But there was a program, a belief in my brain that that was what it was playing. And it only allowed me to see evidence to support that I was lazy. And I had to very intentionally, very focusedly, is that even a word? I hope so. I had to be very focused on not letting that belief run me and not letting myself just start exercising out of shame or out of that mean bully voice in my mind. So I'd love to hear about you. Where would it be helpful for you to question if your current story about your life is really true? And what options does this question open up for you? Okay, this is all for the episode that I have today. So please let me know if this resonated with you and if it was helpful and if you would like to explore the option of coaching with me. As I said before, I currently have open spots. So I'm going to reiterate, the web address is carolafortes.com/consult. Go there and book a conversation. And whether we continue working together or not, just having that conversation can be so helpful. And so I don't want to say life-changing, but some clients have said that they have never asked those questions before to themselves. Nobody had ever asked them those questions, and it can really change the course of the next stage in your life to just have someone ask you and hold space for these questions and these answers to come up for you. And if you're not ready to coach yet, but you want to support the show, rating and reviews are the best way. And wherever you hear, wherever you listen to this podcast, please give me an honest review, right? And if you do, let me know. Just message me. You can message me directly on Instagram where I am at Fuertes Carola, or you can email me at carola@carolafuertes.com, because the system doesn't notify me when I get a new review. So if you want to let me know, just hit me up on Instagram or via email, okay? So I will be back soon. In the meantime, set the intention to just ask yourself, what if this whole story that is making you feel so bad about you were not true? And see what happens. Okay, that's all for now, my friends. Bye-bye.